A reading from the book of the prophet Hosea. Thus says the Lord, Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. You have collapsed through your guilt. Take with you words and return to the Lord. Say to him, Forgive all iniquity and receive what is good, that you may render as offerings the bullocks from our stalls. Assyria will not save us, nor shall we have horses to mount. We shall say no more our God to the work of our hands, for in you the orphan finds compassion. I will heal their defection, says the Lord. I will love them freely, for my wrath is turned away from them, and I will be the dew for Israel. He shall blossom like the lily. He shall strike root like the Lebanon cedar and put forth his shoots. His splendor shall be like the olive tree, and his fragrance like the Lebanon cedar. Again they shall dwell in his shade and raise grain. They shall blossom like the vine, and his fame shall be like the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim, what more has he to do with idols? I have humbled him, but I will prosper him. I am like a verdant cypress tree. Because of me you will bear fruit. Let him who is wise understand these things. Let him who is prudent know them. Straight are the paths of the Lord. In them the just walk, but sinners stumble in them. The word of the Lord. My mouth will declare your praise. My mouth will declare your praise. Have mercy on me, O God, in your kindness, in the greatness of your compassion, wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. My mouth will declare your praise. Behold, you are pleased with sincerity of heart, and in my inmost being you teach me wisdom. Cleanse me of sin with hyssop, and I shall be purified. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. My mouth will declare your praise. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. Cast me not from your presence, and your Holy Spirit take not from me. My mouth will declare your praise. Give me back the joy of your salvation, and a willing spirit sustain in me. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. My mouth will declare your praise. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves, to be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to the other. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The Gospel of the Lord. And so I can tell you for the last 31 years or even before that, the Gospel's always given me great hope. You will be hated by all on account of my name. It's proven to be true many times. The problem is it's not just because of his name, it's because of me too. It's my personality and that, I get it. Yesterday someone on YouTube sat there and says, he's creepy. The way he says mass, that's why all priests should face the back altar. We don't have to look at this guy. And I'm just thinking, why do you watch? If you don't like it, don't watch. Do something else. People show up just to complain. I go, drives me crazy. But the point is not that. The point is that if we're living our life by the Holy Spirit will tell us what to say, and the Spirit will be the one who evangelizes, correct? The problem is when we get in the way. We can't get in the way of the Holy Spirit. So first we have to have devotion to the Holy Spirit. We got to say a prayer to the Holy Spirit every day. And we got to give the Holy Spirit permission to use us. Because again and again, what does God want? He wants all people to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's in the Bible. That's what God wants. And he wants to use you and he wants to use me. And so what we got to do is make sure that we're surrendering to the Holy Spirit, and we got to keep persevering, persevering, persevering. Never give up. It's not about me. It's about Jesus. It's not about you. It's about Jesus. We got to proclaim Jesus, whether they hate us or whether they don't. To the best of our ability, let's proclaim Jesus. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen.